This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Dr. Jonathan Leach, how you going, Dr. J?
Yeah, good, thanks. Morning, Dan. Morning, Danny.
We just got through the NRL Grand Final, and I suppose everyone who was thinking we might be going into lockdown after the Grand Final, me included, what are we thinking, Dr. Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, I think the days leading up to it kind of just got better and better news each day, really, which was pleasing. I think on the Saturday it was good to see no cases, and then same on Sunday. So I think we just had the one case yesterday, which is not related to this cluster. So I guess that's the kind of new news that we've got to work through. But yeah, I think in hindsight, looked like the right decision earlier in the week. It got better, but I mean, I think they were always willing to shut things down if they needed to. But you know, I think at the moment we're looking okay. I won't say great because we probably need some testing today and tomorrow to see where we're at.
Okay, was it a gamble from the government here in Queensland to go ahead with it? I mean, if we had seen cases on Sunday morning, would we have proceeded with the grand final? And just on that, you know, it's part two of this question. What is the difference between 39,000 and 52,000 people in a space? That's what I think that's what everybody wants to sort of gauge.
Yeah.
What you know, how do you justify what these decisions are?
Yeah, it's probably hard for me to answer that fully. I think, you know, there's a lot of information that's going into these sorts of decisions, and I think I wouldn't even have half of it, you know, in terms of what's general. I don't think that's because it's hidden. I think it's just you just have more access to, you know, people's movements, more details about testing. But I think, you know, a few days before the grand final, that was probably the time that it was a bit unsure about where things were going, but there would have been a knowledge that we would have more days of testing to go, and if they were willing to make a change before the grand final or even on the day, then you've kind of buying yourself, you've got a bit of time to do that. So, yeah, so I think it's, you know, it's testing rates, all the information about what cases are there. I think if there were unlinked cases or there was concerning cases, not necessarily just one or two, but it would depend on the circumstances, then they might have, you know, had to shut it down at last minute. But in terms of the difference of the crowd, look, you know, volume of people thins out things a bit in terms of the public spaces or the common spaces. You've probably looked across the ground, you'd see the people who bought their tickets last tended to be up the top of the stands. So it was really kind of still quite concentrated in the lower half of the stadium. So it didn't really spread people out in their seats, but I guess it thinned out the crowds in terms of the common areas.
Yes, so just Danny here, Dr. Jonathan, good morning. But you know, we've seen the push now, and I guess most of the talk that's coming out of state and federal politics is around vaccination and vaccination rates and getting vaccinated. Yep. There was a report here in Queensland yesterday from the ABC that Queensland regional areas are some of the slowest in Australia to get vaccinated. How important is the vaccine rollout, and what's the update on that we've got so far?
Yeah, I think you're right that there's, you know, you can look at overall rates, and in Queensland is probably a little bit behind the other southern states, although pretty similar to WA and South Australia, where we'll probably hit 70% single vaccination, in the next week or two, which is great, but still a bit of work to do. But I think you're right that there's some parts of the population and areas that are lagging behind, and it's in here in Brisbane, Logan as well. There's some suburbs that are behind, and up north, but out west as well. So I think, and the issue is the overall rate's important, but it's where groups are vulnerable is where we've got to be thinking about as well. So I think, yeah, there needs to be kind of a concerted effort across the board, government, general practice, AMSs, all sort of, and other providers, vaccine, the pharmacies, all we're kind of working together to make sure we're bringing those rates up.
Yeah, because there's still a lot of, you know, information, a lot of misinformation, particularly around the vaccines out there. And, you know, the getting a Pfizer dose, AstraZeneca, or Moderna, the time between your first dose and your second dose, and then discussion around possible third boosters. But we're seeing a whole heap of sort of information out there. And I guess, when does the vaccine, once you've been double dosed, when does it start to kick in? And can you provide some information around those vaccines just to dispel so many myths that are out there from, you know, like Facebook's just such a such a poisonous and toxic place. I didn't realise it was a university, but plenty of people have got their vaccine degrees there. Don't worry about that. But, but you know, can we have a chat about the vaccinations and just dispel some of those myths?
Yeah, yeah, sure. So, as you said, there's three vaccines available now in Australia. And that timing is really important because with this Delta strain, which is it is different to previous strains, you do need both doses to really get properly protected. The sort of first dose only does 30, 40% of the job, whereas previously it kind of did 50%, 60% of the job. So the time between doses for AstraZeneca is quite long. You probably want at least 8 weeks, but preferably 12 weeks. Pfizer and Moderna, Pfizer's 3 weeks and Moderna's 4 weeks. And then you need 2 weeks after that as well. So really, if we look at, you know, most people can access Pfizer or Moderna, so you're looking at 5 or 6 weeks to get from the time of your first dose to get fully protected from the vaccine. And, you know, that if you're waiting for an outbreak to happen, you're going to have to really hunker down and keep yourself away, especially if you're vulnerable, you're a bit older or you've got some health conditions to keep your risk down until that's kicking in. That's a long time to wait. So really, vaccination is best done as a prevention measure, but well before, you know, an outbreak happens. And this is our time. You know, we've got through another scare, I suppose, but we can't stay lucky forever. And eventually, long term, the border will open once our vaccine rates are up enough. And I wouldn't want to be in the 20% that are sort of still to get their vaccine.
I think people are starting to wise up and, you know, understand it's it's something that everybody needs to do. I mean, I drive past the big vaccine hub here at the convention centre most days, and you know, it's always, particularly lately, I mean, the line is constant and there's people there. Are we seeing that right across the board, that people are finally just going, okay, well, we can't continue like this. We need to do something for the community and for ourselves and for our family.
Yeah, and I think just reading about some new treatments for COVID, and I think it's worth mentioning those. There's an infusion that came out probably a couple of months ago and is starting to be able to be used more widely. And there's a new tablet actually that's showing very good promise. Probably won't be approved in Australia till early next year. Molnupiravir, it's called. But if that's sort of an early treatment for COVID. And I think I'm mentioning it in relation to the vaccine because I think it's going to be a great second line of defence, but the vaccine will remain the first line. It's the most effective. These drugs are good, but they don't beat prevention through the vaccine.
All right. Well, Dr. Jonathan, as always, we thank you for your sage advice and wisdom, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow, and hopefully we'll, again, avoid that dreaded lockdown. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.